Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Valentine's Day has come and gone, which has got a lot of us thinking, now what? Well, in today's show, I'm giving you tips to help you step up your sex and dating game, including tips for setting the perfect sext, helping your partner open up in the bedroom, and so much more. Thanks for listening. Okay, people, the genius design team at WeVibe has done it again. The brand new Nova by WeVibe is quite simply a dual stimulation superstar in that it expertly pleasures your clitoris and G-spot at the same time without missing a beat. You might be thinking, huh, that sounds like my favorite rabbit vibe, but it's not. Unlike traditional rabbits that tend to lose contact when you slide the shaft outward, the Nova has this external stimulator that's long and curved, and it creates this firm, flexible external pressure. So when you maneuver the G-spot insertion stimulator, the external part does not leave your clitoris, which is the whole point of dual stimulation. So it's kind of like they hacked the rabbit vibe, which was always problematic because the little thing leaves your clitoris and you want it to stay in your clitoris and inside the whole time. You just got to check out the Nova because it's easy to use. The controls let you cycle through its multiple vibration modes and even allows you to work the internal and external side stimulations independently. Because as you know, if you're looking for your G-spot, sometimes it's great to have a little clitoral orgasm first. Just pop one of those suckers out and then have the whole dual stimulation thing, have blended orgasms. It's all a good time. And you can also connect this to your smartphone using the WeConnect app. Your partner can vibe you. You can vibe yourself using the phone. All that. So check it out. The Nova by WeVibe. It's so unique. Just try it. Believe me, you know, I never say you're wrong. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Nova banner, and go to WeVibe.com. It'll take you there and enter promo code Emily for a special discount. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out all of our cool things. I think we are actually launching our new website this weekend. Anderson. Hi, Anderson.
What up, Em?
I've been talking about this new website thing for, a few months now. But you know websites. They take a while. But we've been having some issues with the old one finally. It's just dead. And our new one is going to be so awesome. Because I've got 10 years of material on there. And sometimes it's harder to find. So now it's going to be all souped up. You can still sign up for the mailing list. Check out all of our blogs. We update it every day. Videos. All that good stuff. And also, check out our YouTube channel. And now I'm on Snapchat because you just The kids got to do Snapchat. That's I'm into it. I just started it.
I'm so old. I'm at Sex with Emily on everything.
Twitter, Instagram, right? It disappears. I know we are. Like, right, everyone. It's been around for years.
When I first heard about it, I'm like, oh, great. So it's for, like, kids to, like,
send pictures
of their vaginas, and then they just go away.
Right. But now it's the thing.
Like, I've heard everyone's migrated from, like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everything is Snapchat.
But it goes away. It does go away. But you have these stories. So you have, like, a daily story that you could tell. So it's like you just start snapping through all the day. Like, here's my lunch. Here's, like, yesterday we were shooting videos.
Most of the stuff should be thrown away.
Exactly.
And it shouldn't be put out there to begin with.
But the weird thing is, I don't understand. I guess I just feel like I'm trying it out. Like, Periscope and all that stuff, which I'm all at Sex with Emily, if you're digging any of these things. Twitter, Instagram,
who's
whatever.
Who's not digging?
But the thing is, we're digging. But the thing about Snapchat is, yeah, it does go away. It's still a little bit confusing to me. I'm trying to figure it out because I guess people, it feels much more intimate, you know, because it's like people can really see, like, I'm in my house. I'm in, we were shooting videos.
You can do that on Instagram. You can do that on Twitter.
Yeah, but Instagram's so much more, I'll show you after.
But I don't.
It's like, you know what I was thinking, like, during love, like, right now, I'm glad you asked.
You can do this with Instagram, though.
No. This is, I'm Snapchatting you right now, okay?
Okay, all right.
So I'm going to Snapchat. Hi, I, well, fuck, I see, I'm really bad at it still. No, wait, okay.
I'm going to take a video. You cuss first.
Okay, sorry.
Well done.
Okay, this is me recording my show with Anderson.
Snapchat.
Say hi, Anderson.
Hi.
Snapchat. I'm teaching him it.
I just flashed.
Okay, fun, hi. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's done. And then I post that 7 minute thing on Snapchat.
7 minutes.
7 seconds.
That was a quick seven.
And then you can do pictures, you can do whatever. And then people look at your story that lasts 24 hours. So, like, this morning I did me sitting with Madison, which I really didn't, but I could have. She was at my house. And then I'll do Walking Stanley.
Why is this different than...
I don't know. I'm still figuring it out.
It's Vine, it's Instagram, it's...
It's easier.
Twitter, if you add a picture to your comment. It's the same. It's just... Kids, for whatever reason, like, this is the hip place to be right now.
Right. And I don't know.
And it was invented, obviously, for sexting, I would think.
Well, it was. It was invented for sexting, which we're going to talk about.
24 hours for the nerd kids to figure out how to capture those vaginas and nipples that were being Snapchatted. And then they keep them and they can put those wherever they want. Because there's always a way to capture it, even if it does go away after.
I'm just including this in my story. Hold on. I'm just doing it, posting now. I'm totally listening
to you. Do I look good? Do I look good?
Yeah, totally. Good to erase? Okay. I posted it. Yeah, I don't even know what happens. So it's kind of like, it's, you don't have to think about it as much. It's really easy just to be like, you know, here, like last night I did like six of them because we were shooting videos all day at the house. It was like behind the scenes shooting our videos. And then I was at my friend Nikki at Cantor's Deli. I'm like, here's my matzo ball soup. And it was like throughout the day and it's your story. And
oh,
that
I get it.
And
you couldn't have done that on Instagram.
Well, but that's like, no one wants you to post 8 times a day on Instagram.
Hey, if I'm following you on Snapchat, same thing. I don't want you to post 9
times.
No,
but then people looked at, like, 5,000 people looked at my stuff yesterday.
You know what it's doing? It's just gearing us more towards a throwaway society that we already are. And it's,
I know, it's so
gross.
Sad. I think we should give away our phones and throw them
out. Movies and, like, all of television? Like, TV back in the olden days, Em. Like, they wouldn't record it. Like, it would air. It would go out on the television.
I remember.
And they wouldn't be getting backed up anywhere.
Never.
And we'll never see those again. That was the original Snapchat.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. Never going back to the old time. You're right. But I think it was initially I thought about it like, oh, now you can sext your partner or like send the naked photos. Yeah, and then it goes away. But you could still do screenshots. But then I guess
you can do beyond that. The nerds figured out a way. I mean,
they can hack Snapchat.
Yeah, there's websites devoted to Snapchats.
Really? That are supposed to be so secret?
Yeah. There's entire...
Dude, I'm just having fun.
Forms.
This is another way to be attached to my phone forever.
You done it?
Done what?
Have your nips slipped up on the old
Snapchat?
No,
I hope
there?
Not.
No?
I just posted them. I barely double checked it. That's the thing. I just sent it. There, okay. Watch Anderson and I. Oh, it'll be gone by the time they get this, so who knows. But it's just like if we're sitting at Loveline, you're like, oh, what happens in those... You only get 10 seconds or you could do a photo. And you can't upload anything from your phone. Who cares?
Oh, yeah. That's totally different from Instagram. Oh, wait. No, it's not at all.
Okay, I'll show you after. Whatever, you don't care. But listen, it's a good time. And I'm sitting here. I just want to tell everyone that I have a new man in my life.
She does. It's true.
And it's, I don't know. I just feel like a different woman right now. Like, I can't believe how he makes me feel.
She's got my dog.
My dog in the lap. Hi, Stanley.
She's
I have him. You're going to see a lot. Okay, if you do follow me on Instagram and Snapchat, you'll be seeing a lot of pictures of us together.
Well, put some on Instagram so they don't go away. So I can see them when I get back.
I will. You're not going to go on Snapchat. I get it.
Yeah. Oh, I also get, you know what? Snapchat will kind of force you to be in the know and be on top of things. You can't like just let it go for a few days because you'll miss out on stuff because it'll be gone.
Right.
So it's like life before TiVo.
Right.
Like if you want to see something, you better watch your first run.
Right.
Okay.
Kind of. But it's also behind the scenes, so it's kind of like a lot of stuff is
but
like...
But that's Instagram. That could be...
No, it's not. It's like 7 seconds of like people probably
that's
might
Vine.
Be interested in what happens just now. How do we record the
you
show?
You could do that on Vine.
Yeah, but it's much more producing tags, and you got to like think of that's the thing on Instagram. You got a tag, and you got a color correct. Here, I just did it, and I posted it, and that's me on Loveline because I said, "All right, that's me on doing."
Sex with Emily is what this show's called. Yeah,
yeah. Sex with Emily. So I'm like, here's Anderson. I don't even know what it said. I just posted it. Because if you close out of it, it goes away. It's just much more like if I close out, I'm like, oh,
it's
I'll post
here
it
now.
Later.
Instant you gratification.
Do it. So like, here's what I'm doing. Here's me driving. I mean, I don't know.
That,
I'm going to get
do
into
that.
It.
That's bad.
Dude, it won't be my lunches. Although I did post a matzo ball last night.
Not
while
you're
driving. Cantor's. No, I was sitting having matzo ball soup. I was having matzo ball soup. It was fun with my friend Nikki.
Because you're Jewish.
I'm a Jew. It was funny, though, because we were with my non-Jewish friend, and she's like, I love matzo soup. What's in it? We both look at each other. We're like, I don't know.
Flour.
I mean, it's matzo. It was good. Yeah. Cantor's Deli. So, okay.
World famous Cantor's.
It is world famous.
Yeah.
Do they
Very
say that?
Very bland food, considering how world famous that place is. But,
and it took like 16 hours. They were really upset about the credit card splitting, and it took like 16 hours to pay our bill.
I used to live across the street from Cantor's.
You did?
Yeah.
That's near me.
It was my. It was actually my go-to restaurant for about a year.
I wish you still lived there.
Yeah.
We'd be best friends.
It's the weirdest neighborhood over there, because it's nothing but Hasidic Jews and like hardcore thugs and a bunch of wannabe actors
and
tourists.
That's okay. It's like a mile from my house. You mean that Fairfax area?
Yeah,
Fairfax
that's where I lived. I lived right there. Right across the
How
street from
ago?
CBS. Ah, 7, 8 years ago.
Okay, I think
But it was funny because you'd see like hardcore crack addicts like walking by like Hasidic Jews and they'd kind of make brief eye contact and think we have nothing in common and then just keep going their separate ways.
Exactly. But do you think I think it's been cleaned up a little bit, changed?
Yeah, they
lots
of
Jews.
They
heard
rid
all
of all
the Jews.
Hasidic Jews.
They heard of all the Jews except for the deli. Yeah, I know. I always feel bad, but the Hasidic Jews sometimes try to convert me.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I didn't think they were big on that.
No, they're just like, hey, well, no. I think this one might have been hitting on me. I'm not sure what it was, but he was like, last year he invited me to his Seder at his house. It was like, Pastor was like, what are you doing?
It's a terrible pickup line. Come to my Seder. You want to come to a bris that I'm going to be performing?
I love to come to the bris.
It's yeah, bris, right? Not brisk?
Bris. Yeah, where they cut
the peen.
Circumcise
you.
Yeah,
you know
the party.
Real hardcore Hasidics actually suck the blood out? I'm not making jokes here.
They suck it?
It's dark subject matter, and I kind of regret bringing it up now. But yeah,
I regret it too.
I'm sorry, but yeah, that's a true thing. Actually, certain sects that go way back that are heavily steeped in tradition. Actually, the moil is to suck the blood
it, or
out.
Or is he sucking it out with the device where he puts it?
His mouth. Then the reason why this came to light is because like a couple years ago in New York, there was like newborn babies with herpes, and they tracked it back to this one rabbi.
I remember this story.
Yeah.
I blocked it. Thank you for bringing
Sorry.
It back. Jesus.
Sex in the news. Anderson
sex
style.
Sex in the news. Ready? Well, do you want some real sex in the news?
Yes.
Okay. If a woman texts LOL or haha, you're 39% more likely to have sex with her.
Tee-hee.
So since 2016... Since the 2016 edition of the Singles in America survey has been published, we've learned quite a bit. We've discovered some interesting information on how emojis can help your game, as well as the dating habits of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump supporters. Today, we find out the words that seem to be telltale signs that a girl is definitely interested in you. Kind of say for a moment how weird it is that girl came back. Like, it used to be just like woman. You can't say girl. Like when I was in college, like it was so not PC.
I think that might have been kind of isolated to Michigan thing because that never really came out here.
Mm-mm.
I call them ladies. I call them broads. I call them
girls. I don't know. I've started to go back to it. But people have to, if the women, the girls aren't pissed, then I'll call you girls. Okay. The survey of 5,500 singles for the online dating site Match revealed that when someone used the words LOL or haha in a message to a potential partner, it increases the chances of a second date by 255%.
Jesus.
If the individual used those two words, it increased the probability they would have sex by 39%. Now, I wonder if a second date just means you're more likely to have sex.
Yeah, I mean, it starts getting interwoven here. It's not a perfect science, but
there is no perfect science to any of these studies. Okay, so
or there's this too. Maybe most people do that, and most people have sex, and most people do second dates because pretty much everyone does the LOL. And
I don't
ha-ha.
LOL. I go haha.
I hate.
You hate haha.
I hate LOL.
Oh, I hate LOL.
I hate it so much.
I know. I do. I do hate it. I just like, I don't think guys do it.
It's just bullshit. It's a lie. You did not just laugh aloud.
Well, sometimes I do LOL, but I'll just go ha ha. Like I do. Some people make me laugh out loud.
What about the ha ha ha?
Sometimes I'll go, I seriously did just LOL.
Yeah.
Like to let them know that was real.
Right.
But I won't just LOL.
Rolling on the ground laughing my ass off. No, you're not.
Right.
You're not Rolfing. No.
You're not.
Stop lying to me.
But here's something. Okay. On the opposite side, if a person uses the phrase on fleek, it decreases your chance of a second date by 26%.
What is that?
Right. Exactly. I had this discussion with Madison today. Just tell her that her eyebrows look nice, please, for your own sake. So apparently, Right. It's a thing. It's a term. I'd never heard it, on fleek. It means like on point. Uh-huh. But it started by saying like your eyebrows are on fleek.
Uh-huh.
But if you say it, I guess,
right,
you won't get laid. But I'd never even heard it before. So I'm not going
to
say it.
These are valuable little nuggets you're sending out to your single
I know. Don't say listeners. On fleek. I've never heard it either. I just thought I was out of it because I don't know a lot of things that are cool.
And it stands for what? I'm sorry.
Like you're on point. Like your brows are on fleek. I guess it started talking about eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this like the same, like turn up, turn down? Are we talking about this stuff now? I am so old. I have no idea what's going on.
Google it on fleek. I don't have time to Google now.
Hey, I got a stat too. If she writes, let's fuck, 100%.
100%?
Yeah.
100% means that you're right. That's even better. The study also discovered if a person did not wine or dine their potential mate on the first date, their chances of scoring a second date decreases by 107%.
I would think so.
Of course.
Yeah.
Duh.
It's like going to a baseball game and the players never come out.
Exactly.
You're right. Sitting there.
Like,
empty,
you just pick them up and you're just like,
field.
Sit in the car and look at each other. Like, what do you do if you don't wine
and
dine?
What are you going to a park? What are
you
doing?
Like a drive through and be like, you can get a soda. I don't understand.
You know what, though? Let's say you and I were dating and I brought Stanley and I said, hey, our date's going to be walking Stanley, you'd be down.
But I love Stanley. That's you're right. True. But that wouldn't be wine and dine. That would just be a plan. I mean, I don't know. You're right. Maybe dog walking doesn't count.
It sucks if you're a young guy and you have no money.
It does.
It
what
sucks.
Do you do? You just spend all your money
on
dates?
You just be awesome. That's what you have to do. You have to really step your game up and you are the entertainment.
No, but I did a lot of artists who had no money. And I always had good jobs.
Right.
I was much more like type A and focused in my 20s.
Than you are now?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. And I don't feel it anymore. I feel so not... like that. Mm-hmm. I was like super, I wore suits.
Unbearable. Did you have any friends or people around you?
Yes, I did,
have
friends.
Did they all hate you?
No, they liked me, but yeah. I was very like, it's funny. You know, Drew, we asked Dr. Drew before, like, what's the most healthy addiction you can have?
Uh-huh.
And he said exercise,
water.
If uh-huh. you had to. Uh-huh. And I was like an exercise, like I'd run marathons every day. I'd run 10 miles before work. And it's funny because that I didn't drink. I didn't do anything. I just
all lean, bony, and sweaty. And
yeah,
just like,
worked at City
go.
Hall wearing suits. Like, had a parking spot at City. I was like.
But you know what else, though?
And I was dating artists who didn't have cars. And they would.
But you're never a bitch.
No.
You know what? That type of person you just described, bitch. You know what
you're
I mean?
Right. Because
they expect everyone else to be up to their level. But you don't have
no,
that
I'm,
vibe.
I'm not bitchy. My mom said that to me today, too. She goes, you know what? You're never.
That's
like,
what it is. We've been trying to figure
body.
It out, Em. Because,
what?
Like, you have all the attributes of people that we hate, but you don't have the bitch attribute that usually. Like, is the exclamation mark on that personality.
You're right.
You don't have that.
No, not at all.
That's
I think
why
it's
we like
I'm
you.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I could do all this, but I so am not judgmental. I'm not too nice.
You're like a hippie type A person. You're an anomaly.
I am a
you're
hippie, too. That's yeah. the thing is I'm a hippie a little bit.
Anomaly.
I'm a little chill. I light incense when I go home.
But you're not sanctimonious. You don't tell people how to live their lives. You give them advice.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell them how. Yeah,
oh,
I don't judge anyone.
Best.
I should. You're right.
You're pretty goddamn sweet.
You're sweet. Thank you. Here's another thing that's not really surprising, but drinking cocktails on a first date increases odds for a second date by a whopping 137%.
Is that the Bill Cosby stat?
Booze makes everything better. And the most expensive dates were not in New York City or San Francisco, but in Austin, Texas.
What?
The average cost is $81.42.
I think they have the River Walk down there, right? Is that
in
Austin?
Austin? No, that's
Alabama.
Where my aunt lives. No, it is Texas. It's the other city in Texas.
Austin's the most expensive, huh?
No, but it's what's the one with the Riverwalk? It's my aunt lives. My brain.
Is it somewhere in Dallas?
No, it's not
San
Dallas.
Antonio.
San Antonio. Thank
Let's
you.
Let's go see a Spurs game and do the Riverwalk.
Totally. The least expensive place in the country is Portland, Oregon. $45 a day. But that still seems like a lot. Maybe I don't have guys taking me out.
Portland's because they're just like smoking weed, transporting dead bodies.
Yeah, that's what they're doing there?
Doing meth.
I want to go there. I want to go to Seattle.
Seattle's
I've been to Seattle.
Sweet. You've never been there?
No.
I love Seattle.
I've never been to Portland either.
Really?
I've been living Stanley dog hair everywhere.
You ever seen Portlandia?
No.
Great television program.
Okay.
Got to see it before we go to Portland.
I'm going to watch a lot of TV shows this week.
I don't believe you.
I was a little sad this week. I told you.
Yeah.
We weren't going to bring it up.
Em's having bad times. And actually, you said something quite insightful. I can't remember what it was. Oh. Yeah, as we were preparing for the show, and I went to go get myself a coffee, which I very rudely didn't ask you if you wanted
I'm
one.
I'm out of caffeine. I cut caffeine.
You cut caffeine,
I
yes.
cut everything.
You were saying you were longing for the days of neuroses?
Well, I was saying that I don't typically get sad. I'm not like a depressive
She's
person.
She's sad right now.
I mostly am anxious.
Anxious,
that's
my. Yeah.
That's what I, and that's not even an emotion. And mostly identify with anxiety, not sadness, but I've been feeling a little sad, and I was thinking, God, I just wish I could be anxious again.
You were,
it's only been 2 days.
You said, whatever, however you phrased it was quite poetic, and I liked it.
I
you said you're longing for...
I'm longing for the anxiety neurosis.
The days of anxious, yes. Which sums
I
it up. Said, I know exactly how you're feeling
but
right now.
To, like, I gave up caffeine.
Yeah.
I ended a relationship, mm-hmm. which is cool, because it was like on and off, but it's fine. But I just, I don't know. But
she doesn't like to admit to her feelings, but she's a little sad right now.
But I got to tell you that it feels really good. And,
liberating.
it's like, wow, it's like a whole new, not that I don't feel, I do feel, like I was talking to my mom earlier and I snapped at her, I called her back. I'm like, I always cried because I felt so bad. Like, it's weird.
You know what you should do one day? What? If you really can't, if you're miserable and you can't get off, write yourself an email and then give yourself advice on the show.
You're so right.
That'd be sweet.
I know. It's so true. But now I feel better because I have my little Stanley here.
Stanley.
Okay. The optimum amount of time for a first date is 2.5 hours and gives the highest potential for a second date. If you're there for 2.5 hours, you're likely going to have a second date. Over 70% of those on a date with a man prefer that he be clean shaven. Blasphemy.
Why is that blasphemy?
Okay, now I must question legitimacy.
Whoever wrote this article obviously has a thick beard.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Clean shaven?
No.
Are you? No, you're not clean.
I mean, I'm not a lady, but I can imagine that, you know, women would have preferences with the scratchiness, especially if you're going to like the Cuddlingus town and, you know, the scratching of the beard there. And
I think that some women just think it's kind of like clean, like it looks, but I don't know. I don't think it's about the Cuddlingus thing. I think it's just like women are sort of
well,
into
even
the
kissing.
Clean cut.
Like I could, if you have a really coarse beard and there's like food in it, no, I wouldn't want that. But I'm a straight dude, so like the idea of kissing someone with a beard is a huge turnoff.
Right. But you don't have a beard, you have the scruffy. I don't know. That's just whatever. That's what Match. Actually, they do this survey every year, and it's if you go to Match or whatever, they have pretty good stats. That was interesting.
Interesting,
right?
For sure.
But now we're gonna talk about sexting, okay? Because sexting.
I missed this boat, but I'm familiar.
I know
with
you
it.
Did because you're married. Mm-hmm. But
are you choking? You okay?
No, it's just Stanley. This is what happens when I get Stanley.
Oh,
that,
I should have brought you the. I have
brush?
Like combs and a brush and like
I know,
no
I brought,
shed
I brought
stuff.
Him a brush next time. Oh, do you have no shed stuff? They make that.
It doesn't really work, though, and it makes him smell funny. He smells like a hippie.
I washed him last time in the sink.
Oh, are you saying my dog's dirty? Sure.
No, I just like, I like to wash him. Uh-huh. But then I did buy him a brush. I have one at my house.
Okay, good. Because he sheds like a mother.
I don't even care.
Okay.
Okay, so, but it's getting in my nose.
Yeah, I feel like you care right now.
I feel like I care just because it's getting in my nose.
Right.
So sexting is a whole thing now, right? I mean, it used to be people used to email me like, how do I... And they still say, how do I talk dirty? But it's more like it used to be, how do we have phone sex?
Right.
But no one's really having phone sex anymore.
I never understood that.
No?
Nah, didn't do it for me.
Didn't do it for you? But just like hearing your partner's voice. But the great thing about phone sex and the same thing about sexting is there are a few really good things about it, but there are some rules. And I just have 5 right now that I'd like to go through.
All right.
Because the truth is, it can be a fun way to turn up the heat in your relationship, as well as start up something new with a partner, like someone new that you're dating, like before you even get into the bedroom.
Yikes.
It's kind of like a modern day love letter. Sexting. You're not sending him a letter, but you're saying like it could be personalized and
God,
meaningful.
How far are we falling, honey?
I don't know.
You know what
but
I mean?
Really, it should leave you both aroused and primed and ready to go. And the other great thing about it, like just like dirty like phone sex, what people do is that oftentimes it gives you the permission to talk about things that you want, but you can't really say like when you're face to face with your partner. But if you're sexting it, you could be like, hey, I can't wait for you to come over and tie me up. And then you know you want to be tied up.
That's
that
good.
Kind of
that's a good point. You can learn,
point.
Learn what your partner's
right,
into.
Right, because you can say it in the safety of your own
right.
house with your phone or wherever you are texting and, you know, at work. But the first things, there's a few things that you need to know about it. If you want, because I get questions all the time from friends. They're like sending me screenshots. Like, I should start a service, actually, where I answer people's sex for them because I do it for my friends. I'm like, oh,
oh like
say
you'd
this
be
that.
Like,
yeah, screenshots.
What's it called? I call it Roxanne, but it's Bergerac.
Right. See, Cyrano de Bergerac.
I'm going to just go with you there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Who wrote the love letter? Who would do the tell?
Like he would tell the person how
right.
to. Back in the
I kind of do that. Like, I help my friends. I'm like, no, say this. Don't say that. So consider timing.
There
this
should be
the
an
first
app
thing.
For that.
There should be. Maybe I should. That should be my next app.
You're killing me with your rubbing of your nose.
What
you
do I do?
Down.
It's all over my. It's hard.
She's
but
being
this just happened the
enveloped
first time.
By Stanley's
because I keep,
shedding hair.
Is it because I'm hugging him so tight?
Yes. And you keep rubbing him. Stop.
I love him. He's like human Prozac. Okay. So the first thing is consider timing. You need to choose the right time in 2 ways. Okay. First of all, if your partner's at work, like timing matters. Like there's always, you know, open up the sexting session. Like, hey, what are you up to right now? Because like if they're at work or they're in the middle of a meeting, you're going to feel
just
rejected.
Come hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't come hard. Like I'm coming hard right now. I don't ever leave
I
with
didn't
that.
Mean that.
But
I
if they're
like...
meeting, I know what you meant. But if they're meeting or out there dinner with their parents, for example, you might want to hold back on the sexting
right.
session and also make sure they're
unless
on board with
that.
It. Okay. But the other thing is, if you're in a relationship, you don't want to start sexting too soon.
No.
Like, and by relationship, I mean like probably a few dates even. Like,
right.
you got to feel the waters out.
But
and
you just
like,
said that it's a courtship.
It is a courtship when you're already dating, but when you've already met someone. Like, the what things that you can't do is if you've never okay, do you know how many people start sexting with people like they meet on Tinder? I can't wait to meet you. And then you have this whole...
You get dick pics.
You get dick pics. You get naked pics. I get so many guy friends who are just like, hey, look at this pic this girl on Tinder sent me. I'm like, she's already sent you naked. Like, what is there to look forward to? And now maybe this is something that I'm not understanding. Like, girls feel like they have to do that to to close the deal. But, like, you're getting the whole shebang. Like, it used to be fun.
No, it's two-dimensional. What? And it's cold.
But do you even want to? Yeah, you would if you're a guy. You'd want
if
to
I'm
see.
A dude, yeah, absolutely.
But it's all
show
lighting
me the goods,
and editing
kid.
And like Facetune. Like, how do you know?
What I started
She's
to say
rid
earlier.
Of her dimples? What?
We've fallen so far. Imagine back to the Victorian days when like the man would court the woman with like poetry, you know, my lovely, and he would like seal it with wax and
I'm
send
saying
it
it's
off
a modern day love letter,
and
but
now
this
it's
is...
just like, here are my tits.
I know. Here are
Check
my tits.
Check out my dick.
Prematurely
this
tits.
This can go inside you.
Yep.
Let's fuck.
My friend, I was out with her last night, the same one I was having soup with at Cantor's, the nice Jewish place. We were talking about this, and she had a whole... I'm like, well, let me see the dick pics. She had an entire folder on her
dicks.
Phone. A folder of dick pics, her giving blowjobs,
what?
Her tits,
Who
her sexy photos.
Woman?
She's a friend of mine. And I was just, like, so impressed. I kept scrolling and scrolling
impressed.
And scrolling. Well, just sort of pressed and amused and sort of like, you don't care?
Do you remember Steven Soderbergh's breakthrough
film?
Not
impressed, like, not impressed, because I don't want dick pics. I mean, just like, just found it curious.
Sex, Lies, and Videotape?
Yes, I
do. It was like such a huge thing because it was about this guy, James Spader, would actually record his videotape his sexual encounters. And now that's like par for the course.
Right.
Like they made an entire movie about this insane person who actually cataloged and filmed his sexual encounters.
Right.
And now that's just what you do.
That's what you do.
At Cantor's.
She had a picture of her at Cantor's deli. She's like, and look at this. And she's like, there's me giving him a blowjob. I'm like, does he have this? She goes, no, we took it on my phone. I'm like, okay. But
does she like color catalog them? Like
No.
Like
color,
the full
like
rainbow of Benetton in there?
No, there wasn't
all the different color
it was
dicks?
Just like they were all, but they were all in the folder. I got to give her that. But you also, like I said, you want to save the sex for down the road. It could be a fun way to lead someone into sexting like when before you actually have sex, but not before you actually meet. So a suggestive sex at the beginning is like a tiny suggestion of like what might to come. Like what? Like I can't wait to see you. Like it was so hot making out with you last time. You know, you could send something like that at the beginning. So again, timing, you don't want to sex before you meet someone. And maybe if you make out or you've gone out twice, you can start mildly sexting and then also just check out where, make sure they're in a good place. Number two, you want to build up to sexting. When you're sexting with someone, you don't want to start off like, I just came on your face or something.
Jesus.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to understand what I mean. It's like foreplay. It's like digital foreplay. So you don't go straight for the genitals, which I've often said on the show is that like the biggest buzzkill is when you're hooking up with a guy. I feel like this is a male thing, but you're making out and then they go right for your pants. And I always thought just like when you get into a relationship with someone for a long time, they're like, forget your boobs. I just want to get
so
busy.
So there's this protocol. You got to start.
Yeah. You got to like, you know, don't go over the general. Yeah. So it's like teasing. Start small. Don't get dirty too fast. Mm-hmm. Use your words to get things started. And naked pictures and highly sexual language right off the bat. You know what it reminds me of?
Mm.
Like the finger in the butt, like right before you, like doing that too quickly when you don't even know it's coming. Like, oh my God, a finger in my butt without lube. What the hell just happened? We were making out and you stuck your finger in my butt.
I have
That's
a friend,
what it's like.
A very good friend who was making out with a girl in a bar, like actually at the bar. And he tells the story so like casually. He's like, yeah, I was just making out with her. And I put my hands down her pants right at the bar, just right up her butt. I'm like, what? Dude, you're in public at a bar? And like, that's.
Like, was he testing if she was like, oh, kind of into that kind of thing?
I don't know. But like, you ignore the boobs there in the bar. I guess when you're in a bar, you gotta
yeah,
take
but
what
why
you can
not
get,
put him up
right?
her vagina?
Because like, I guess his hand wasn't in the appropriate place. This is the same man who actually broke his arm while fisting a woman.
Oh my God! Well, that makes sense then. And
he
that's...
broke his arm while fisting a woman. Yeah.
Was he?
He had to have a cast.
How did he not?
But she liked it so much. He was a giver. She liked it so much that he felt the pain, but he just kept doing.
Are you serious? Did he marry this woman?
No, he's not married. No kids. This guy's a player.
Guys,
and some people listening to the show right now
know who he is.
They know exactly who I'm talking about.
Because they listen to
him. I'm not going to out it, but I'm not going to out it. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay. I know him?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to know him anymore.
No, you should. He's one of your guys. She enjoyed it so much that he pushed through the pain.
I know who it is.
Shh, quiet.
I'm not going to say it, dude. Okay, so you. This is the thing. You want to open up the conversation ambiguously as a way of drawing your partner in, getting them interested. So, like, innocuous, kind of like, I've been thinking about you all day. I miss you. Can't stop thinking about the last time I saw you. Are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I'm picturing like 3 minutes from now what the texts are going to be.
Okay.
Can't wait for you to suck the cock.
Exactly. We're going to get there, people. You can all start with a question. You know what I was thinking about this morning? And then like she'll say or he'll say, what? Or want to know what I planned for us tonight? And that piques their curiosity, gets their mind racing, invites their participation. I like texts like that when a guy's like, hey, I've been thinking, guess what I'm thinking about? That's hot, right? Keeps your deepest like inner thoughts and kinky desires to yourself at first. So be flirty and playful. And then don't jump, like I said, right into the sex. You want to play up the romance, allude to candles and rose petals, that kind of thing. Essential massages, just like foreplay. So much of sexting, the mood takes place before the sex act themselves. So again, when you're starting out early, it's just kind of like the flirty foreplay. Guess what I'm thinking about? Because like dirty talk, when you like go right into it, like fuck me, like or whatever, you like, whoa. Is this making sense to you? Complimentary.
I just hate the idea of a guy wanting to get to the sexting, which I could understand, and having to talk about rose fucking petals along the way.
No, I'm just saying it's an analogy. Like, it's
an
analogy to romance.
Can't wait to light a candle in your room. It smells real nice.
So it has to, but I'm not saying that. I was saying it's analogous to, like, setting up the mood in the room. Like, you can't just jump right to it. So you want to set the atmosphere. And then the third thing is be complimentary. You know how I feel about compliments. So warm them up. Okay, this is one of my favorite points in all of this, is that you want to make them feel hot, desired, and wanted. I can't stop thinking about your soft, full lips, that thing you did last night in bed. I get so hot thinking about it. Every time I take a shower, I can't help wishing you were there with me. Like, these are pretty fairly benign ways.
Just make them the center of your universe.
Yeah, make them feel good.
Make them feel like you can't think of anything other than them, which might be the case.
It is the case. You're thinking about them other things probably, but you want to make them feel good.
So talk
about the things that you want. Okay, this is my main point here, though. This is the one that it was funny because when Madison and I were talking about this, doing the show, I thought, this is the one thing that has pissed me off. And if guys sex me this stuff, I'm done because it says a lot about him. So you guys pay attention to this. This is what you want to do. You want to talk about the things. This goes for men and women. But talk about things you want to do to please them.
Yes.
So rather than saying, I want to see you riding my dick, or tonight I want you to go down on me for 20 minutes, is that tempting? No, I'm serious. Make it all about them. Mm. You want to run your hands over every part of their body. You want to go down on them until they're shaking. You can't wait to taste every inch of them. Because there was a guy that I was dating for, actually, this was a sign, and I dated him for too long, but he'd be like, I can't wait to think I, you, yeah, that kind of thing. Like, all about his penis and his pleasure. Like, I want you to suck me right now. I'm like, yeah, I'll bet you do. Mm-hmm. Or like, you made me do. And he sends a picture of his, it's like.
What did he send a picture of him?
Like, his heart. Well, this was Madison's.
His
penis in his pants going like, you gave me a bulge.
That's bad? I would think that'd be okay. Because it's about you.
It's kind of a compliment, but it's like, you just really want to show me your penis.
This would have been better if he sent you like a brownie ad with like a wet paper towel. This is what I want to do to you.
No.
That wouldn't be good.
But a brownie ad?
Like a brownie.
Like wipe up the mess?
The paper towels.
Yeah, the paper towels. No.
Like, I want to make you wet. No? No good? All right.
You're getting there.
He went from his hard dick to
but
you.
What I'm saying is some guys are, that to me showed that this guy was really selfish because he was talking about what he wanted to do to him. I'm like, what about me?
Right.
And this was also the same guy who wasn't into pleasing me
as much.
Turns out,
in the bedroom as well.
So the next thing is you want to be descriptive. Like with anything, this goes where, you know, phone sex, sexting, all of it. We're all really busy people, but you want to save the abbreviation. So like, you don't want to be like, I'm so horny. What are you doing? Like WTRUDOIN, like no emojis.
You shouldn't use emojis.
Well, you can, but you want to be like winky face, thinking about like what you doing, thinking about your
eggplant,
you know? So it's your chance to paint a picture of what you'd like to do to your partner and more importantly, how you want to do it. So this is where you're descriptive, just like dirty talk in the bedroom. Vivid and specific in what you want and what turns you on.
It almost feels like a pitch.
What this does?
Like, you want to make your movie and you're pitching the studios your ideas.
I am right now the way I'm doing this.
No, like that's
in
what you're,
general,
the people
you're
are doing in these
it.
Texts.
You're being descriptive.
Here's what I have in mind for us.
But think about it though. That's
you
what's really going to get
you
going.
Sex? You want to green light this banging?
Yeah, exactly. Because it also like you just want to be specific details. Like I'm thinking about walking into your room and you're wearing that. I love when guys tell me what they found sexy. Like you're wearing those thigh-high boots again and that skirt and I'm going to lift up that skirt. Like, it's great. It's not that hard. Like, think about something that we've done in the past and then describe that. Like, if you don't feel like you're that creative sexually. And this goes both ways, by the way, men and women sending texts like this. And then it also provides, like I said, opportunity to communicate desires that are hard to talk about face to face. So if there's been something that you've been wanting your partner to do or you'd like to try with them, you can say, for example, like if you're telling a story, I'm going to reach into the nightstand and pull out a set of handcuffs and lay back while you cuff me to the bedpost. Mm-hmm. So you can like let your partner know, I've got cuffs in my nightstand.
Right.
Cuff my ass up. Cuff my arms up.
Or like, I'm going to open the front door, let the pizza delivery man come in and rail you while I watch in the corner and beat off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you know that they're into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. So when the doorbell rings, you're prepared. But it is a good way to communicate because you're like, God, he doesn't quite know that I'm into like bondage or I want to be spanked. Like, you spank me hard. I think that's a good way to do it. Then next time he spanks you. If he does, it means you can't read. One more point. But first, let's take a quick break and say, give a shout out to the people that we love that support the show.
Make the show free.
Make the show free. For example, Texture. So Texture is amazing because you can get any single magazine you want, literally any magazine that you check out on that you've ever thought of buying or that you look at. Like, I look at them at the grocery store and I'm like, really, $6.95 for a magazine? I don't even buy them anymore.
And you're killing that tree.
You're killing the tree. So Texture, it's less than $10 a month. It offers unlimited access to all of your favorite magazines for less than the price of 3 magazines at the grocery store.
It's like Netflix for magazines.
It is. It's the Netflix of magazines. I catch up on all my women's health articles, Glamour, Time Magazine, and it's so easy to use. You click on the headlines on the cover page, and they take you right to the articles that interest you. Plus, they recommend stories for me daily. And the best part, they have every magazine to choose from. And this is the thing. I signed up for it because we're giving away everyone a month free, which I will tell you about in a second. But as I mentioned last week, like, they actually, I hate notifications.
Right.
And since they were like tracking what I was reading, they're like, this might interest you. And it was an article about procrastination, which at the end of the day didn't really help me because I ended up reading it.
Right.
But it was actually a really good article in Scientific American, which I wouldn't look at Scientific American.
Right.
But they knew.
It makes you
smarter.
It
didn't bother me.
Yeah.
It made me smarter. And rather than like sitting on like Instagram or whatever, like, I'm like, oh, I'm actually reading more now because I have Texture. And I used to hoard magazines at my house because I did get subscriptions.
Right.
It's so much better.
And then you feel like such a loser because you see them laying around your house. You're like, I paid for that. I didn't even open it. And now it's all old news. You know,
right.
I used to get Entertainment Weekly delivered to my door every single week.
Right.
And they just stack up because they're coming. And if I don't have time, I feel like defeated seeing them in the house.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's how I felt. And I finally threw all my magazines away because I'm starting fresh with Texture. So go to texture.com/Emily. Try it free for a month. That's TEXTURE.com/Emily. And it's free. Check it out. All the magazines you want. And it's just so cool. Okay. Also, intensity. You've heard me talk about my intensity. And if you've bailed on your New Year's resolution to like work out more, I mean, how many of you made resolutions to work out more, quit smoking? It's rough. It's February, okay? It feels great to be in shape, boost your confidence and your libido. But if you're ignoring one muscle group that can have you have the biggest impact on your sexual performance, don't worry. There's a product that will do the work for you. The Intensity is a unique insertable device. It strengthens your pelvic floor with gentle electrostimulation, delivering an extremely effective and automatic Kegel exercise, so you don't even have to do it yourself. You just lie back. The shaft inflates. It perfectly positions it to conductive pads where they will directly stimulate your pelvic floor muscle. You don't even have to do the squeezing part. Like, you really just lie back and read my Texture on my phone. That's what I do every day. This muscle group gives you more control over your pleasure during intercourse. It's also responsible for, you know, preventing urinary incontinence, sneezing and peeing, not fun, which is what the Intensity was originally designed to cure. And like, do you know in France that postnatal care, when you have a baby, they actually give you these devices and they make you do your Kegel exercises because so many women don't realize that after you have a child, you have a lot of issues going on down there, right?
They make you?
Yeah, they make you. It's part of the plan. It's like, no, they don't make you. They're like, I highly suggest
you
re-prepare the muscles. You had a child come out of your vagina,
right,
and the muscles are looser. So they just happen to have a vibrating option as well because, hey, why not have an orgasm while you're working out?
God.
So I really have increased my strength control and I have the best orgasms of my life. And I even stopped doing it for a few weeks because I was super busy and it pissed me off. And then I realized
then
it changed.
You started peeing yourself.
I did.
Your
no, I'm not kidding you.
What? No.
I wasn't peeing myself, but there is a thing when you cough or you sneeze, you get a little drop.
Oh,
and then I was like, oh, I got to go back and do it again. It's like when your jeans don't fit when you stop working out.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about it. Like, so people pee when they do yoga, the whole thing. So order your Intensity.
Yeah.
Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Intensity banner and get it. Promo.com. And I think they're having like $30 off or something. So check that out.
Don't like it.
Okay. Here's my fifth point about sexting, and then we're going to get your emails. Think before you selfie, before you send a naked photo. Newsflash, according to Adam and Eve's sexting survey, 60% of respondents said they save nudes and sex to their phone. And I'm telling you it's true because all my friends show me it, men and women. That means that every naked picture you send, there's a 60% chance it was kept for later use, whatever that use may be.
60%? What's wrong with that 40%?
I know. Why aren't they saving it? Yeah. So here's the thing. Once you send a sexed or naked picture, it's gone forever. You've no idea what the other person will do.
It's not gone forever. That's the thing. It's
you in your
forever.
Brain, you think it's gone forever. So the majority of people know that a sex could be shared, but they don't think it will happen. There was a study at Indiana University, and it revealed that 95% said that, you know, hey, we believe the sex could be shared, but only 12% reported it happened to them. So they think, well, it would never happen to me. And you may think that it won't happen to you, but it does. And Madison was also telling a story that in 2008, she was dating a guy, sent him all sorts of naked pictures through the relationship. This wasn't her. It was a friend of hers. And when they broke up, he sent them in a massive group text to all their mutual friends to make it so she couldn't be friends with them anymore. This girl. Like, he kept... People are malicious with your sex. So...
I'm taken aback with guy friends that I've had. Who they're just like, hey, check it out. Like your friend did a canter the other night.
All the time.
And they're like showing me like girls that I know that I'm like friends with because right. We all go out together. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to see. Why are you doing this? And they're like trophies almost.
Right.
And I'm sickened and annoyed by a guy's candor in doing that. And there's more. I would say more. Sorry, fellas who are listening. But I would say that more guys actually share their sexting pictures and their naked pictures of their girlfriends than don't.
Oh, yeah. They all. I mean.
And I think it's. Hugely inappropriate.
I do too.
And upsetting.
I mean, you got to think about who you're sexting, what kind of person they are. Are they type to share intimate details? But the truth is, you don't know anyone. You might break up with them. You think that they're not going to sex. So that's just, I think that's an important message for you people. Pay attention and don't send naked. I'm not a fan. We can do some emails?
Yeah, one.
Okay. Okay, everyone, thanks for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Love hearing from you. Always include your name, where you live. How old you are. Okay. Hey, Emily, Happy New Year. Is it too late to be saying that? Anyways, the one question I've always had is how can I build on my partner's self-esteem, confidence, so they will be willing to try new things in bed? Oftentimes, I find the initial reaction to a request is no, or I'll feel silly, or I won't look sexy. Is there something more besides communication and compliments to foster a more open mind and convince your partner that you find them sexy in any way? Love the show and all your tweets, Daniel. Okay, Daniel, it could be the way that you're presenting these new ideas to your partner. So when sex things get brought up, like seemingly out of the blue, that could be a problem. You might have to take a different approach because if you're just like, hey, let's try this, let's try that, she might not necessarily like know where you're coming from with it. So your mind is probably in sex a lot. Your partner, she might not have been thinking about it a lot, but and she's not even thinking about ways to take it to the next level. For her, what I'm thinking, if I'm in her position, these requests might feel like they're coming out of the blue. She hasn't thought about it. She doesn't know what she wants. And when you suggest it, she's like thinking maybe she's not enough for you. So positive reinforcement of all, and I know you said, y'all, you're already doing compliments, but I'm talking about positively reinforcing the things that she's already doing to help her feel more confident and sexy. Like, I really love when you climbed on top of me during sex last night. That was really hot. You can say it in a sext if you want. That was so hot, you seemed like you were really enjoying it. And you put the focus on, like, these specific things that she's doing or trying, and that will help build her confidence surrounding sex versus just telling her, like, you're sexy. So this really is different than a compliment. It's more of, like, a very specific, like, I liked what you did sexually. And then also, have you ever, Daniel, asked her what she'd be interested in trying versus asking her to fulfill your fantasies? Because right away, she might not know off the bat what she wants to try, but we'll get her thinking about it. Because you say that her initial actions are, no, I'll feel silly, I won't look sexy. So it sounds like she just needs a little more encouragement and maybe some time to think about what she'd want to try as well, rather than you just saying, let's do this, let's do that. And I'm going to be honest that a lot of women don't, many women, not a lot, but some women, the majority of women, not majority, what am I saying? Women.
Ladies. Girls.
Don't always have these fantasies. Some women just don't fantasize. They're not like, God, I'm dying to try this, I'm dying to try that. So you might need to help her come up with those things. You might even say to her, like, what have you been thinking? She's like, nothing. But maybe you can suggest some things. Watch some porn together. Go online shopping for sex toys and be like, oh, this might be cool to try. So maybe you can together have a discussion rather than a one-way thing of telling her what you want to try.
I feel like I know the ladies pretty well, Em. I've been around the block and I've been around for a while.
Right,
so,
you have been.
And I'm happily married. And, you know, I seem to, I know my wife inside and out. But every now and again, you guys, you always hear, like, you know, girls and guys are so different, they'll never understand each other. And I don't know if that's absolutely true, but I also grew up with sisters. My point is, every now and again, I get thrown for a loop. And just a couple nights ago on Loveline, a girl called up and she said that she'd never touched herself before or never tried to masturbate. I immediately thought of you because you kind of went through the same thing.
Right.
And her reason was, I mean, I'm telling this for your emailer because just to let him know how out there some girls can be.
Right.
Her reason why she's never touched herself was because she's not attracted to herself and she doesn't think of herself as sexy and she doesn't turn herself on. So why would she even bother to bang herself, essentially?
Right.
Imagine that, guys. Imagine, like, the only way you could do yourself is if you, like, were sexually attracted to yourself. That's where her mind was at.
Right.
That's what she thought she had to be.
Right.
And actually, I dated a girl in high school. I remember she went, like, I trying to get her to do stuff and she'd be like, I don't want to dyke out with myself. Like, what?
Yeah, like,
you're,
it's interesting. Exactly.
What?
There's so many, that's a great example. There's so many women who just don't think about it. And we're so busy, we're on our phones. Like, our brains don't go towards masturbating. Mine didn't go to masturbating. So that could be another thing. Maybe she doesn't. So mutual masturbation is great. You might get figuring out how she touches herself. So I just think, yeah, you got to bring her into it. That's a very good point. We get a lot of those calls, okay, that people don't think about it. So women are not like men in that way. Okay.
Mars, Venus, you know.
Mars, Mars, waiting for Venus. Okay, thanks, Anderson. Great to see you. Thanks for sharing your dog. What's going on with all your podcasts? Your podcast
empires? Cinematics is the one that I'm kind of still trying to get off the ground. We just did week 7. Last week we did Deadpool and Where to Invade Next with Michael Moore. We see these movies a couple days before they come out. We release it on Wednesday. And then you have an idea of what's coming out that week. And this week,
that's great. Like, I don't think anyone should see a movie without listening to your podcast.
Yeah, and we don't give things away. And we actually will bring up stuff that you might not notice had you not seen it. We get the press notes and we get, you know, studio stuff and we see behind the scenes stuff. So we have more information that enhances your movie going experience. We also hit Race this week, which is the Jesse Owens true life story, but the 1936 Olympics. Where the gold medal, he went into Nazi Germany, and he was the first ever black track
totally
and field.
Remember.
And Jason Sudeikis is actually his first dramatic role. And you know what? This movie's good.
Really?
And they're not making it look good on TV. This is a good little movie.
Documentary?
No, it's Jason Sudeikis playing the coach.
Right. I got it. I want to see it.
It's well acted.
I'm going to see
a lot
of movies this weekend
film.
With your dog.
Yeah.
Can you bring dogs into the theater?
It's frowned upon.
Okay. What if I...
Oh, I got to get you his vest, too. Not that you should abuse it, but he can definitely pass. He's my therapy dog because he doesn't bark. He's a mellow.
He's already
I shouldn't
my
have said this on...
What? No, everyone's got the therapy
dog. Because I hate how people do that. I've been doing it with Stanley for 10 years, and he's never caused a problem.
Well, Stanley's the best dog on the planet.
All right, let's go get his thing.
Okay, got it. Okay, thanks, everyone, for listening.
The name of that show, sorry, Cinematics. Cinema.
Get it on iTunes.
And then Addicts, like with drugs, because we're addicted to cinema. And it's on iTunes, yeah.
Check it out. Okay, everyone, thank you. Also, follow me. Do it. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, freaking all of those places. It's @sexwithemily. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, but first, I'm going to tell you about, or at the end, you know, I'm going to tell you about Promescent. 1 in 3 men, they suffer from premature ejaculation or they just want to last longer in bed. I hear from this from guys all the time. They're like, how do I last longer? How do I last longer? You might last 5 minutes. You want to last 10. Try out Promescent. It's a quickly absorbing delay spray. Allows you to have the sex you want. You can focus on your partner's hot body. You don't have to think about like baseball or all the things that guys do so they won't come. Really, just take Promescent, put on your penis. It doesn't transfer to your partner and it will help you last twice as long. Thousands of urologists are recommending Promescent, the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation or just for lasting longer in bed. Go to Promescent.com. Check it out or check it out on my website. Click on the banner. Thanks for listening. Here's a message from Podcast One. Okay. They've got a really important listener survey at podcastone.com. Your responses will help make this show the very best it can be. And you'll help Podcast One continue granting your requests. It'll only take 3 minutes of your time, and you get the instant gratification that comes with knowing you help support the show. It's just as important as supporting our sponsors. You can tell us how you really feel about the show and help us get to know you better. Do it now. Take the survey at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks.